hardships that they're going to be in your heart and on your lips this year.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The kings of Israel were supposed to act as representatives of God, wise and just. However, during the time of Isaiah, they were not doing such a good job at that. They were weak, unjust, and lacking in knowledge. But in the future, Isaiah sees that on that day, as he terms it, things will be different. Isaiah envisions a king who will be of the house of David. He will be endowed with divine gifts. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and knowledge, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. The effects will be far-reaching. Animals that ordinarily relate as predator and prey will live in harmony. Isaiah speaks of an intimate relationship, being a guest, lying down, and browsing together. Also, there will be harmony among all peoples, not just the animals. Creation will be restored to its original state. Such is the vision of the great prophet Isaiah. In Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul reminds them that God is trustworthy and that by working together, all nations will glorify God with one voice. And in Matthew's gospel, John the Baptizer is introduced as an adult. He preaches a message of repentance, and he draws large crowds. He has harsh words for the scribes and Pharisees who rely on being children of Father Abraham. Such a relationship is not sufficient. They must root out the bad and produce good fruit as evidence of their repentance. John assures them that God is sending one who will see not one's birth status, but one's heart, and will judge accordingly. So too, now is the time for us, you and I, to prepare the way of the Lord. Let us take the axe and cut out whatever impedes the way of the Lord. Let us make straight the pathway to our hearts. Let us pray to recognize, renounce, and repent our sinfulness as we bring forth the fruit of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We will be better able to appreciate our heritage as sons and daughters of God in Christ. And I might add that we will have the opportunity to confess our sins on Monday, the 15th of December, here at 6:30 p.m. for an Advent penance service. So it's not really too far off.